fail-proof. Have you ever enjoyed the fail videos on YouTube? They're hilarious and painful to watch. While I watch them, I cringe and laugh with great abandon. But to tell you the truth, I feel badly for those poor souls. Their pride, egos, and confidence are often shattered by their failures. Let's face the truth. None of us love to fail. Do you enjoy failing? That's kind of a dumb question, isn't it? The Bible has a promise of trust for all of us. Psalm 16 says, I've set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. David proclaims he'll always trust in the Lord because he's at his right hand. Wow, that sounds like a great confidence. This confidence comes from trusting in God. Do you have confidence because you trust in the Lord? Paul once said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4. So let's recap for a moment. David will not be appended, and Paul can do all things. Wow. We need some more of that level of confidence from God. I played hockey, football, baseball, and volleyball growing up. I also ran track and field. I really enjoyed playing sports. But I hated being appended. In hockey, it's generally called tripping. It's a penalty. In football, it's called interference. It's also a penalty. In life, it's called lying, cheating, theft, backstabbing, embezzlement, or fraud. I've often said life is a contact sport. There are so many circumstances that can append us. This COVID-19 appended many of us. Recently, the Lord has been speaking these words to my mind a lot. It's not what happens to you. It's what happens inside you. Hey, you might have been appended in these past 8 months, but I want to encourage you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. God will make a way where there is no way, because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Margoulet.